This is the kind of content people they show up for. They're busy at their computer typing mundane things. They take a break to listen to a podcast, and they get to listen to you at your computer typing mundane things. You know? You can't put a price tag on this kind of entertainment, which is why it's free.
Yeah, this is... No, you really can't. You can't. Okay, done.
Wow. Done. Thank you, everybody. Have a great week.
And good night. Okay, and now is when the podcast really started. I feel like the last stuff is just for the Patreon people.
Nobody, okay, right, then you should do the theme really song right here. Hey, hey, what's going on? Rob and Rich are the kings of con. Now we're back, right, everybody. And you know what? I got to tell you something. We were in Australia last week. I think I'm... Last night I fell asleep at 7:30 p.m. I think I'm still a little jet lagged, even though it was a couple days ago.
100% jet lagged. I even had the thought, like, do I have COVID? Like, what's wrong with me? Why am I tired all the time?
Well, but you have an infant at the house. You know, I feel like you have a built-in excuse.
I've got that as well. But, like, I'm, like, literally 3 p.m. yesterday, like, my eyes rolling back in my head. Like, I just so tired.
I was so tired, too. And it's 7:30 at night. Like, my son Steve came and asked me questions, like, hey, Dad, real quick, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, no, I'm rock solid. What's up, son? Like, hey.
Where's my father?
The sun is hitting me in the eyes. Can you close the curtains? I mean, it was so early. I don't go to bed at 7:30. And I was fully dressed, but under the covers. Like, it's like I got shot by a tranquilizer dart.
Yeah, totally. I've taken several naps this week.
It's like you snuck into my house and shot me with a tranquilizer dart.
Yeah, which I did.
You know what it's like? It's like that you put camo all over your face and got one of those bamboo tranquilizer darts. They go, whoo, you know, and you got one of those and snuck into my house and shot me with a tranquilizer dart.
That actually did happen.
You know what it made me think that last night? It made me think, is Rob somewhere in this house wearing a loincloth with full body camo all over him? Head to toe, except for his loincloth, and he's got this long bamboo, fill in the gaps. He's got the long bamboo.
That's not the first time you were daydreaming about me wearing a loincloth.
Or in my house, long bamboo.
I did. I shot you with the dart, and then JC and I went out to dinner, had a lovely time.
You know what you'd have to wear to fit into my house? You'd have to disguise yourself as a pile of laundry, and then I would never notice you.
And the others like the pile of laundry going, boop, 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 boop.
And by the way, you wouldn't be the first pile of laundry to get up and walk away. It's pretty grisly over here with two teenage boys and one near teen.
We've talked about this before, but it's amazing how much of our lives are spent doing laundry.
I do an unholy amount of laundry. And then you think back to the generation above us, two generations, whatever. I don't think parents, I don't think dads were as helpful with the laundry. And then you go,
that's true.
Holy smokes. And then you go back even further than that, and you think back to my grandmother who did all the laundry and was doing most of it by hand and hanging out on a, what do you call it? Clothesline. And then you think to yourself, well, no wonder they had two shirts and a suit. Like, F it. Right. They're not going to have a bunch of stuff.
No. And, you know, you don't think about it often, but when you go back that far, and maybe the generation before that, like maybe Abraham Lincoln generation, they smelled.
They did smell. They had to smell. That's why people, you know, they'd wear like powders and stuff to cover the smell.
Yeah.
But imagine your forefather, what his loincloth smelled like. You know what I mean?
Oh,
that
man.
Had to be.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Because I'm sure yours is no trip to the beach even so, you know?
And that's the name of the next song I write is My Forefather's Loincloth.
Please tell me your loincloth is not a hand-me-down family heirloom.
And now we've got the name of the episode, Forefather's Loincloth. So
that's how it's done, people. A lot of people like to glimpse behind the curtain to see how the sausage is made. Kaboom. That's how this magic happens.
If we're both laughing, it's good.
It's a good. And if we're not laughing, it's also still going in the podcast. That's just, you know.
And if one of us is laughing, one of us is crying, that's just a Tuesday.
That's just, yeah, any given. Well, Tuesday. And also today, this is weird. I'll bring this up because the elephant in the room. It's a Friday of a convention.
Right.
In any other year,
Friday convention, yeah.
Either you or I or both of us would be working that convention, but we've been blackballed from Fridays.
Yeah. Banned from Friday.
Right. Rob and I are not allowed to work on Fridays at conventions anymore. We have been booted from Fridays. Friday gate.
Demoted.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it counts as a demotion. I mean, actually, it kind of feels like a promotion, but nonetheless, it feels weird to not be allowed. I guess the demotion part is we're locked out of the building. That's the part that feels like...
The demotion part is that we're locked out of the building and we're not getting paid as much. But besides that, it's, yeah, totally a promotion.
No, but it's not really that, because if you think about it, the pay is kind of the same.
The pay's like, the same minus one day.
Yeah, it's like, it's just equidistant.
That one day that we got paid an extra day for.
But more importantly, we've been banned.
We've been banned. That's the takeaways. Banned. You say banned, I say demoted. You say tomato, I say tomato.
I wonder what happens when the band gets banned. How do you ban a band? I mean, if you ban a band, does the band band together and change their name to Bam Bam?
Together.
The band band together, Bam Bam. What if Robbie Robertson's becomes the musical host of creation with his ensemble of players known as, of course, the band.
The band.
And then the band gets demoted and locked out of the building.
All right, my band, known as the band,
but like the band,
so the band gets banned, the band, and replaced the band by the band
gets banned. I mean, wow.
Uh huh. And so we have to band together.
And the way they only know that, they put an armband on them. So that's how you know. You're like, well, the band says that the band is banned. Hope they band together. Yeah, man.
Yeah. So the demoted. No, banned from Fridays, and so this is a rarity. We're doing a podcast here on a work day.
On a convention Friday, but that's all right. This frees us up to do this. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to do this.
Yeah,
it's
great.
We'd be you know, chipping away at the rock.
Yeah. It felt really weird last night. I saw Billy posted a picture of him and Mike and Chris Schmelke, the photographer for Creation, the company that puts on the conventions, all hanging out. At the convention, and felt weird not to be there with them, but hey, that's what you get. You know why, Rich? We pushed the envelope. We pushed it too much, and they didn't want to. You know, they're keeping us in our place.
When you push the envelope too far, eventually the postman picks up the envelope and says, "There's not enough postage on this envelope to go anywhere." Into the trash bin it goes.
Yeah. So tomorrow, when we are allowed back in the building, are we going to talk about it? We're going to talk about the elephant in the room?
The elephant in the room? I hope that there's a big dog and pony show about it, like security out there taking our fingerprints, and they cut the big chain, kank, and pull the links out of the door handles and then let us in.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of pomp and circumstance.
Yeah. Yeah, agreed.
And then, of course, it'll only make us cooler because we're like renegade. Oh, those guys are outlawed. Yeah, those dudes, they broke in.
Banned
to host Saturday and Sunday.
Banned from Friday.
Banned. Who'd you hear that band from? The band?
Band?
Wait, the band, the band?
How do you know?
No, not the band, the band. Just the band. Said they're banned.
How do you know? Because they're armbands.
Look at the bands. The bands mean they're banned. That's the band. The band?
Why weren't they
no,
here
not
yesterday?
The band, the band. But the band?
We had a band together. Get them unbound.
They're like a band of guys who were related by birth.
You're out of bounds, band.
band of Broheims. It's a new world for Robin Rich. No Fridays. What do Fridays look like for Robin Rich? Only time will tell. Only time will tell. Meanwhile, I heard they hired a Robin Rich lookalike to hold down the fort on Fridays, assuming that the Friday folks won't recognize the difference, and I'm sure they won't.
No, no. That's the thing. This is all news to everybody because no one knows we're not there.
Including
right
the people
now.
At the convention right now still think we're hosting. They're like, well, they slur a lot more, and I think those beards are taped on, but whatever. It's Robin Rich.
I wonder, there might be people who listen to this podcast today and go, how did they do that while also hosting?
It's going to blow people's minds until they realize we're banned. We got to talk about something other than being banned. We got to change the topic. We got to turn this frown upside down. Robbie,
I've got one. I've got one. We were in Australia doing a convention down there. And while we were there, the Academy Awards happened.
Oh, that's right. And so hold on. Let's do this right. I forgot. It's time for Rob's crappy award show update. Rob's crappy award show update. No one watches award shows except Bobby. Rob's crappy award show update. No one cares at all except Rob. Rob. Rob.
So we had the Oscars, we in Australia, this still blows my mind. It blew my mind when I was there. It was really hard to get my mind around it. In Australia, it was Monday. It was Monday at like noon. The Academy Awards started live.
Right.
Monday. It's like when the Super Bowl happens, Australians watch it on Monday. Sunday Night Football happens on Monday.
Wow.
The Emmys, the Tonys.
Wow. So the award show that they don't watch is on a different day.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So when they don't give a crap about what's going on the Tonys, they have to give a crap on a completely different day of the week than we do.
Right. Well, but you know, Rich, some people still care about the theater.
Some
and that's
people
me.
Care about the theater, and that man's name is Rob.
You know what's crazy is that I would have gladly we had an extra day there in Melbourne and it was me and Rich and Matt Cohen wandering the town and I would have gladly gone to like some pub or something and watched the Oscars. That would have been fun to do, but no, I was with a bunch of stinky Sallys that just didn't want to do anything fun
except for Sally, who smelled lovely. She actually was a breath of fresh air.
No, we actually had a great time. We went to a museum and did some really fun stuff. But the whole time I'm texting with my family about winners because we always vote on who we think is going to win. And really the takeaway of the Oscars, if you want to know, because you asked, Rich, I'll tell you. And this is my job on this podcast is to report the facts. Really no big surprises. Everybody who won, we really kind of thought was going to win. Except Emma Stone winning Best Actress was a... kind of a not expected,
right?
Because everyone thought it was going to be the young woman from Children of the
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yeah, Killers of
Moon. I think the Emma Stone choice was a weird one, man, a real weird one.
Well, that's right. I forgot. You don't,
no, it's not.
You don't
it's
like...
not. It's not that. I know I didn't love the movie, but I've accepted that the movie was like really cool and visually, you know, stimulating and interesting. And I didn't hate the movie. I just it wasn't my favorite. But all that was notwithstanding, my favorite movie, not my favorite movie, whatever. Emma Stone's a talented lady. That just didn't strike me as like. There are sometimes when I see a movie and I'm like, oh my God, that is a tour de force performance. That's a best actress type level, best actor type level thing. I thought she was great. It's not what I would consider to be an Oscar nominated performance or Oscar winning.
I disagree. I think she did an awesome job. I loved that
that's
movie.
Not what
so,
I, but that's I not, mean, that's not the thing. I didn't say she didn't do an awesome job. But there's a difference between awesome and Oscar. Like that's there's a big gap between.
And I disagree. I disagree with you.
So you think it makes sense?
I do. You know, it's I think it's a it was harder to do than you might think to go from, you know, it's a character that grows and changes, and you know, it's not easy to do that, and you see the change as it goes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really loved the performance.
Who was she up against? Do you remember? Aside from Lily Gladstone?
Lily Gladstone was the big steal that she stole it from her. But who was up for best actress? nominees. Let me tell you from memory.
Yeah, right.
Lily Gladstone, Annette Bening for Naiad, which I have not seen yet. Carey Mulligan for Maestro, which I didn't think was Carey Mulligan's best performance. And Sandra Huller from Anatomy of a Fall, who was incredible, but I knew she wasn't going to win because it's not as popular or whatever. It's an incredible performer. She's amazing in that movie.
In which movie?
Anatomy of a Fall.
Oh, dude, that movie is so great. Like that, if for no other reason, that fight scene, which looks like improv, it's so good.
So good. By the way, the dog, which we have had conversations about this.
Was acting.
You thought that dog was actually killed, but the dog was at the Academy Awards. So
I know.
It's an incredible. But honestly, the dog gave one of the best performances of the year.
I know. That dog's performance is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Such cool thing. So everybody so really in Anatomy of Fall, the kid in Anatomy of Fall.
Good.
I'm sorry. I think that would be a stronger move than Emma Stone. I think that playing.
I agree. It's just that's not going to happen because it's just not as popular. It's not American or whatever. It's But I thought to me that movie could have won Best Movie of the Year. I thought it was an excellent movie. It's kind of a popularity contest. I mean, but Lily Gladstone. The bummer part of that too. And again, I'm not sure if that's an Academy winning performance, but I think it would have been really, really great if a person of a Native American heritage would have won first time ever. I think that would have been amazing. And she had quite a run. She won the SAG Award. And I think, did she win the Golden Globe? I think she might have won the Golden Globe. She's been winning all along. So she had a great run, and it's great that she was acknowledged.
Yeah. It's a weird one.
Besides that, it was a night for Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer won a lot of the big ones. No huge surprises here. Also, in case you're wondering, I did win the family contest. It was a tie, though. It was a tie.
Between you and Margaret?
Between me, not me and the infant, but me and... And my ex-wife, Molly, and Molly's partner, Cliff. We all tied for first.
I was pulling for Cliff the whole time. Bad for Cliff.
I know.
Cliff needed a win.
I know you were. Mid-show, we had a controversial Ruth changed one of her votes.
You can't do that, Ruth. Flag. Flag in the play.
It was before it was announced, but still, yeah. And this is
boy,
as
if Molly didn't like her
to...
before. Now that kind of bullshit gonna really put you in the hot seat.
Molly loves Ruth. There's no
sure now. Honestly. I'm just saying, like you change your vote mid Oscar poll. What'd she change? Which category?
She changed best foreign film.
Oh, that and see, she's got one foot in Scotland. She's got the inside dope. Yeah. Not happening. Not on my watch.
No, I know. Well. Either way, it wouldn't have helped her either way. She didn't.
Did it result in a point, though? Did she get it right when she changed?
Yeah. Scandal. Yeah, the thing she changed it into was the point. And I said...
Scandal.
The policeman of this whole thing that we do every year...
Margaret.
...is Calvin.
Calvin.
My oldest son, Calvin. No, not my infant.
Margaret's really phoning it in. What'd she do? Sit there?
She's 2 months old. But Calvin...
she does exactly what you do. Sit there and shit herself.
barf on my shirt and slobber. She didn't vote, but Calvin is the policeman of this whole operation. So I said, I made it public. I said, Ruth's trying to change a vote. So she's got to take it up with Calvin. But it didn't matter. In the end, it was a three-way tie. And we used to do it for money, but now we just do it for laughs. But yeah. That's it. Do you have any other questions about the Academy Awards? I know you're...
Well, I mean, how do you feel about Oppenheimer sweeping or doing so well?
Yeah, I thought it deserved it. It was an epic movie. Again, sometimes with the award shows, and what I love about the award shows is the pomp and circumstance. I just like the sort of the show of it all,
Right.
But when it comes down to it, like the awards themselves, they aren't always correct. And many cases, and it doesn't mean as much in the larger scheme of things, but, you know, with a movie like this, I think you're giving... Christopher Nolan has been making quality movies for a long time, and so yeah, I think you're giving it for him for this movie, which is, I mean, you're calling his masterpiece, but I think you're also giving it to him for his body of work, you know?
Really? You don't think, I mean, you don't think it's a standalone great movie?
I do think it's a standalone great movie. I mean, if I was choosing my favorite Christopher Nolan movies, this wouldn't be number one, but it's an amazing movie. I love him as a director. I love his movies. Like, even
aren't
the
you
ones
a
that
fan
don't
of,
make as much.
What's that one you're a fan of?
Well, Memento would probably be
Memento's
my favorite.
Great, but what about the one where they all go backwards?
The one where they all go backwards. The one where they just go backwards.
The
one with what's his name? With Leo DiCaprio?
No Leo.
No Leo? Oh, Tenet.
Yeah.
Tenet.
You're a Tenet guy.
No, I like that. It's not my top three of Christopher Nolan movies, but I like that. But Christopher Nolan, I think, makes really fun, cool movies.
Yeah, agreed.
Inception, I thought that's what you're talking about.
Inception's great. Memento's great. What other movies has Christopher Nolan made? The Batman movies are great.
Batman movies are great. Dunkirk is
great. So good.
Nolan is really what's talented. The one? Yeah, he is. And there's one that's sort of like a under the radar one that I really loved with Interstellar is good.
That's really good.
I was thinking of is, The Prestige. The Prestige.
Oh, I loved that movie. That movie is so underappreciated.
Movie. Exactly.
Well done.
Yeah, they're just cool. It's visually and the sound is always so good. It's really, you know, the sound in Oppenheimer is great. So no, I loved Oppenheimer. I really, really loved it. And then what's her name? Won the song for Barbie, Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish. You know, she's
Phineas.
Like, people are like, is Billie Isle? I'm like, no, she's Isle-ish.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? Like, she's not quite people, Billie Isle.
People always say, is she Scottish? I said, no, she's Eilish.
She's Eilish. Yeah.
In all seriousness, she is Irish, of Irish descent. Billie Eilish and Phineas Eilish. Very Irish names.
Who's Phineas Eilish?
That is her brother. He's her sort of producer, and they're together. Like, the song is Billie Eilish and Phineas. They won it together.
That's great. So they get a little double whammy. Yes. Did he win an Oscar too then?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Wow, two Oscars. One fell swoop. You know, took the Afflecks a couple of swings at it to get both those brothers Oscars, but not the Eilish household.
I know.
One fell swoop.
I know. Yeah. And you and I, it's still we're still working on the double Oscars.
We're still working on getting an ACE award. We're trying to land one of those babies.
What's an ACE?
It's the old cable awards from the 80s and 90s.
Oh, right. Speaking of you and I as brothers, why don't you tell the people what happened to us on the plane?
Rob was hitting on a flight attendant, and at one point, the woman looked up and said, are you related to the guy sitting right in front of you? And I was doing some light accounting
and
reading.
You're a liar. I got to tell.
And I looked up from my book and I go, am I being addressed? And she goes, I'm sorry, your handsy pal back here. I can't help but notice a physical resemblance. Is it possible that you two will grab hands back here and you, sir, I'll call you books because you're reading. So are you two twins?
This is a lie.
To which I
said, so far, the only part of this that's true.
What?
Richard's chatting it up. I'm sitting right behind him, and he's, you know, she's like, you ordered the fish? I said, I did. And they go, Rich, you ordered the fish? He's like, what do you like? I don't know, sir. Do you like the chicken? What do you like? What about wine? Where are you
from?
What's
triggin'? You said
he's
triggin'.
Chatting it up. chicken.
You ordered the fish, and it, when you ordered it, you were so boring that everybody in the plane exhaled, and the plane dipped slightly because of the loss of oxygen pressure. You're like, oh, the fish. I'm like, oh, God, that guy. You almost took us down with your snooze fest of an order. And you know it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and you ask her as if she's making the food, as if she eats there.
Try to be polite.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite here? What do you like?
I know that you refer to flight attendants as the help. That's not how I see them. I see them as professionals helping us navigate a very long flight and there to provide outstanding counsel and service. Sorry, I have a different relationship with them than you do.
Well, yes, it's true. It's true because I see them as people that are hardworking, doing their job, and I'm trying to make their job
easy. And
deserve
the dollar you're trying to hand her. And she's saying, no. Sir, I don't take tips.
Just trying to make it easy. I realize that she's got lots of rows to get through, and I'm just like, fish, thank you so much. And you're like, well, let's see here. What do you, let me open the window here.
What
to get
the
a better
chef
view.
Recommend?
What do you like? Well, yeah, exactly.
Can I go back and see how it's prepared?
Exactly. So anyway, this woman says, not just are you guys brothers, but are you twins?
Twins.
Twins, which I don't know if we've gotten twins before.
No, we've never gotten twins. We've gotten, is he annoying you? Are you boys, aren't you too old to be in here?
We've gotten unhand me.
unhand me. For the last time, that's my husband. And... your ID says you're 53. Surely this is off by 7 years. Aren't you 60? we've gotten all
that.
This.
Yeah, it's true. But anyway, yeah, are you twins? And I think it's partially because right now, more than any other time, we both have kind of longish hair. We have the beards. We have the glasses.
We
also accidentally dress exactly alike.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what are you going to do?
Nothing, not a damn thing, but just pretend like we're twins. Right now, they're bamboozled. Yeah. That woman somewhere going, I don't know who was who. One of them was charming. One of them had the fish. I'll never be able to disseminate.
Oh, yeah. One of them was annoying. One of them was in tears.
Good stuff. Good,
yeah, good
stuff. Robert.
Yeah, so that was we had a request about an Oscar wrap up. So that was our Oscar wrap up.
Yeah, and by the way, Oscar wrap up, Australia convention wrap up. Great to be back down in Australia. So much fun. I've been down there and before COVID, it was so fun to go back down.
Yes,
see everybody and just enjoy the great city of Melbourne or Melbourne as they say, and just had a great time.
Awesome. Yeah, it was great, and we don't always get extra time, and at this trip we had an extra day to walk around.
Well,
the
city. I definitely think the veteran move is arriving a day early, so you're not a complete and total zombie when you're there. You know what I mean?
Signing, yeah. When you're meeting people, yes, that is for sure. But we had an extra day on the other end, which we don't normally do. And that was fun. And you haven't seen Matt Cohen in a while, so it's fun to hang out with him.
Fun to spend time with Adam Rose, who is.
Adam Rose,
he was so fun.
Adam Rose, who if you don't know, is an actor who over COVID sort of launched into web fame. I don't know what you call it. He's internet famous.
Yeah,
he's got like 2 billion followers. And,
I think he's got like four. Like you got a huge. I'm gonna look right now on Instagram.
His
videos are hilarious. And
funny videos.
I'm very late to the party. I'm just going to tell you right now. Real Adam Rose has 4.3 million followers.
Wow. I've been saying to Richard, like, you got to check out Adam's videos. And he's like, who?
And now listen.
But now he finally clocked in.
Truth be told, I'm going to give you something here. He has been telling me to check out Adam Rose's videos. I didn't say who, because I knew Adam Rose. But I did say, meh, because content creators just don't interest me 99.9 times out of 100. Whatever dumb thing they're unboxing or whatever crap tip they're offering, I could care less. Dude, his videos are so funny. They're legitimately
really good.
Well,
yeah.
Crafted,
did you see the one
well
he
written,
put
well directed,
yesterday?
Well acted. They were so good.
Did you see the one yesterday with the spider?
Yes. So great. Don't give it away. If you guys aren't following Adam Rose, you got to go to Instagram and watch this. And there's just a library to go through at this point because he's done so many. They're great.
Well, they're so obviously rare. They are following him because he's got 4.3 million followers. No, what's great about it too is it's its own kind of filmmaking. It's like, okay, you've got 10 seconds, make a short film. And that's really what it is. It's like, make a little joke happen. And he's great at it. Anyway, it was fun to walk around and talk to him. And you know what he said, Richard? And I was going to talk to you about this off air, but why not make it public? He thinks that you and I, with this podcast and with our other podcast, should be doing more video snippets.
Yeah.
On the TikTok and the Instagram.
Oh, man. Don't I agree?
So, like, he thinks that we should be doing, like, you know, releasing little video snippets because it'll attract more people to listen and watch.
I don't disagree.
Okay.
Hey, look, I just found a picture of him with the Jonas Brothers, which is funny because we were hanging out, or we weren't. I didn't see him, but you were hanging out with the Jonas Brothers down there in Australia.
Yeah.
With Matt Cohen.
Yeah.
And is Ryan it from Durr. That? No, man.
From
there's like
when
a
we were together?
Picture of him from another old thing of him hanging out with the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, I guess he wasn't there yet when we
and they're all wearing his sweater.
Oh, funny. Yeah. Yeah. On Thursday before Adam got there, we had a drink with Joe Jonas.
I was busy seeing family friends, and then I heard this whole Jonas Brothers story, which makes me think it may or may not have been made up by Rob.
That's true.
But
that's,
I don't know.
That's fair. I do because I do that a lot. Matt's friend Ryan Durr, who lives down in Australia, is friends with the Jonas Brothers. So we had a beer with Joe Jonas and some of his posse, and then at the end, the other two Jonases showed up, and they're lovely boys, really nice people. And as if you're following along at home, the bass player for the Jonas Brothers was the fill-in bass player for my band, the Station Breaks, on one of our tours. His name's Tyler Carroll, and Tyler was the fill-in bass player when Cooper couldn't come on tour with us when we toured Germany and Amsterdam and London, and Billy Moran and our drummer Rob and myself got deported from England. That story. Tyler Carroll was there for that. He was one of the ones that cleared, that got through and got out, got free, and he now plays with the Jonas Brothers. So there you go.
There you go. Full circle. Jay Bro's story, Adam Rose's story, into bass player's story, which I guess leads to the final conclusion that Mike Borja's dead weight. Canceled and fired. It's time to ban Borja. Borja banned.
There's nothing to
Borja banned from the band. Look at the band on Borja.
What is this?
Borja's been banned for the band. What is this? From the band? No, not the band, the band. Just the band. He's banned.
What does this have to do with Mike Borja?
I don't know. You have to figure that out. That's between you and your therapist and Mike Borja.
He's a bass player, yes, but he's a bass player of another band I'm in called Loud and Swain. So that's a fun story.
It's a great story, Robert.
As always,
you
picked it up.
Great story.
Well, you picked it up and you ran with it, you know, like the true professional you are.
No, it's good. You guys have had, like, if Station Breaks, wasn't the original Station Breaks drummer Rob Humphries?
Yeah, he was in the story I just told that you didn't
know. No, but like, you guys have two of the most famous, like, your exports from the Station Breaks are massive.
Yeah. Rob Humphries and Cooper Appelt are the Station Breaks. We are the Station Breaks together. The two of them and me and Billy and Jason Manns are the Station Breaks.
When you guys were even
There's talk of it. There is talk of it. You could still, if you want to hear those guys play together, you can hear that entire group, minus me, but with Richard Speight in the Volunteers.
That's true. Yeah. Unless you listen to the first album, in which case you're in there too. So you could actually hear.
That's true.
Everybody.
I got fired from that too. I got demoted from
not
both.
Fired. Banned.
That. I get banned. I'm banned from that. And I'm banned from Friday.
You're banned from the band where the whole motto is anybody can be in this band.
Yeah, exactly. It's the Volunteers. Come for free. But the good news is, guys, if you are in the LA area and you already know this, but Richard Speight Jr. is playing with his band, Dick Jr., the Volunteers, on Monday night at the famous Whiskey A Go Go. And I will be making an appearance. I'm that one night only. He's letting me in to sing on a couple songs with
That's
him.
That's it. And I think you're going to be appearing with Billy Moran that same night, right? Like you're doing Jason Manson playing, then Billy Moran with a full band playing some tracks Billy on the Man solo with, record.
Now, Billy Moran's full band is the Volunteers band, right?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of, for the most part, but then there's a couple of other people.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Anybody I know?
Well, I don't know them, so I don't know. And then it's nobody we mutually know because I don't know these people.
Okay. The drummer, because Rob can't drum for you, right? So you've got to fill in a drummer. Right, Kyle, who, if you follow the Station Breaks, played with the Station Breaks on our East Coast tour when Rob couldn't make it that one.
It's going to be great. Will this podcast be out before Monday? Are you gonna turn this around right now?
Yes. Yeah, I'll put it out today for Patreon.
Anybody in the LA area, come see us at the Whiskey on March 18th. Doors open at 7. The legendary Whiskey A Go-Go. It's going to be a great night of music. 3 different musicians, Rob appearing with 2 of them. Jason Manns, Billy Moran, Richard Speight, Dick Jr. and the Volunteers. It's going to be awesome. Come check it all out.
Yeah. I had something else to say, but I can't quite remember what exactly it was. But suffice it to say that I can't remember. I just can't remember. It's going to be great. Going to be good fun.
Yeah,
real,
it is.
Real first.
Gonna be awesome. You know, gonna be outstanding. Together. And
now, are you? Is this your new CD? When is it actually released into the public?
Digitally, March 22nd.
And then Monday night, will you have copies of the CD
we'll have
to sell?
Physical CDs all weekend long in Burbank. I'm selling, and then at the actual show, there will also be CDs for sale.
Now in Burbank, just on the street corner, downtown Burbank.
On the street, yeah. Well, on the mean streets. Burbank is all music. Okay. No, there's a Supernatural convention this weekend. Unfortunately, we're banned today. We'd be there today, but we're banned from Fridays. But I might sneak in and sell some today anyway. Point is, Supernatural convention on Saturday and Sunday, Rob and I will be there.
Right.
And I'll be selling the CDs. Right. And then Monday night at the convention, I'll be selling them. So, no, wait. Monday then, night, I still won't be at the convention. Wait, Monday night, I will not be at the convention.
After the convention.
Monday night, I'll be at the Whiskey Go-Go with the band. If I'm at the convention, then the band's going to be confused. I'll be at the Whiskey, and the new CD, Fist Fights and Hugouts, will be available for sale, for purchase, I mean, at the merch booth, wherever that is, at the Whiskey.
We will be available for sale, so you can sell them on site.
For merchants, you can buy it at a wholesale, and then go sell for a profit.
And then, while we're self-promoting on Tuesday morning, if you, are still feeling up for more music, I will be doing a Stage It with, Volunteers member Emma Fitzpatrick.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
And we're doing, the same thing we always do, but we're adding in some new songs, a couple new songs of Emma's, a couple solo songs of mine and many covers. And, we're doing that. We're broadcasting that from the brand new Fartoons Operational Studios, otherwise known as FO.
Oh, FOHQ?
FO Studios. FOHQ.
Oh, man. That's cool.
Yeah. So that's happening on
Tuesday
morning.
Obviously you want to hear Rob and you want to hear Emma and you want to see Emma, but you definitely want to see FOHQ. I mean, that's even FOHQ, I haven't seen FOHQ. So this is inside scoop stuff.
Yeah, that'll be the first time anything happens there. In fact, I'm still not completely moved in, but it'll be. But we'll be there.
It'll be rustic and charming.
Yeah, and so that's Tuesday, stageit.com, Tuesday at noon Pacific time.
All right. Been great chatting with you all. Hope you all won your Oscar pools and made a lot of money off other people who didn't. And Robert.
And thanks again for thanks again to Australia and Melbourne for hosting us.
Thanks for having us. And Robert, great chatting with you. I will see you tomorrow at the Burbank Convention. And I will also see you and hopefully other folks at the Whiskey A Go-Go Monday night, March 18th. Doors open at 7.
There you go.
Bye.
All right, everybody. Bye-bye.